What's up, podcast listeners of This Week in the Rio Grande Valley and the Alexa users. Big shout out to you guys. Thanks for tuning in. This is Eddie Picasso, and I am your host of This Week in the Rio Grande Valley. So I've got a confession to make. This episode, for some reason, was a challenge. I must have recorded and erased this episode about 3 or 4 times just because I wasn't satisfied. I don't know. I just felt like when I was talking, I was talking in vain, and I wasn't really providing that value, I guess. Hopefully you've got some value out of the previous episodes, but I'm not that I'm trying to toot my own horn or anything like that, but I just didn't, I don't know, I wasn't feeling it, and I've even recorded it on my blog, my daily blog, which, by the way, if you haven't caught my daily blog on YouTube, please feel free to do so under Eddie Picasso. That's my YouTube channel, and I've been trying to record my journey since probably about a year now, but it's been half-assed up until the beginning of this year, after I got over my sinus infection at the beginning of this year. But I started off with a bang, and I started videotaping my journey, recording my journey every day on YouTube as a daily blog. I call it the Eddie Chronicles. And yesterday's and the day before, the episodes for yesterday and the day before, it just, I don't know, man. I even mentioned it. I don't know. I wasn't feeling it. For some reason, the words weren't coming out. I didn't know what to say. It was just, I was out of ideas. I was completely blank. And I felt like if I was going to be recording this episode, then it was just going to be me, just a whole bunch of blah, blah, blah. And at the end of the episode, you were probably going to be thinking, like, why did I just listen to this? And I'm wishing that that is not your thought every day. That's not what you're thinking every time you listen to this episode. So that's kind of why I took a break. I had to step back, refreshed, reflect a little bit, and see what I was going to talk about, what value I was going to bring, what I could actually say. And yesterday's just like, ever since last night, it's been a bit of an epiphany, of an aha moment after aha moment. Like I said, I just wasn't feeling it the last couple of days. And I read this quote by Mother Teresa earlier today that said, I create ripples in the water so that eventually someone I can help actually, those ripples in the water can actually reach them and be able to help them. And if that's not word for word, I'm paraphrasing and I'm trying to remember what it is as I'm saying it. But you get the idea. And said another way is kind of how Tony says it, where every decision or every action that you take is it's a cause and effect. Every action that you take has an opposite and equal reaction. And therefore, every step that you take in any direction, for any choice that you make in life, as little and as insignificant that it seems, one decision stacked up top of another decision, stacked upon another decision, ultimately creates a sense of direction, leading you to your destination. And with that being said, it couldn't be more correct or more accurate as it is applied in this scenario, just because, I wasn't feeling it. It was just like, I wasn't in the zone. I wasn't at my peak. And then all of a sudden, as if by some sort of miracle, all those ripples that I have created over the past year, all those small decisions, all those tough decisions, because the journey hasn't been easy, my friend. Let me tell you that, though. It's been a roller coaster, up and down, constant up and down, constant hills, a constant upward battle more than anything, and straight shooting downward after that. And it was just a pitfall after pitfall. And I should probably stop saying that, because that's getting recorded into my subconscious, which I would totally want to avoid. So anyways, I just wanted to kind of paint a picture of what it's been. But all those decisions that I've taken, that some of them lead into some difficult situations, yesterday I started to see the fruit of what I had sowed, I started reaping the benefits of what I had sowed. You reap what you sow, right? Or you sow what you reap. I don't know, I can't remember exactly what it is, because I don't understand the two words fully, just because English is my second language. But anyway, so so yesterday, I don't know, for some reason, after, it seems like right after 5 o'clock, I started getting I was on call duty last night for the office, and they started directing the phone calls towards me, and it seemed like one after the other, I kept getting calls. got office calls that were directed, but one interesting call was from a realtor or a real estate agent out in California who had found me on through social media of all places, and had family down here who she wanted to refer over to me so I could take care of them and help them find a home. And it was like, oh my gosh, I had this huge epiphany, like, oh my god, it actually worked. I started talking to my wife about it, and she was like, okay, you gotta calm down, you gotta like take some breaths, tell me, like, I want to listen, you're just not making any sense right now. And I kind of had to take a step back, calm down, and actually tell her, explain to her what's the journey that I've been on and the steps that I've taken towards leading me towards this destination, this where I am right now in life. And so it was just little things like that that just kind of seemed to be falling in place, and everything just started lining up perfectly. It's kind of like the planets or the stars just started lining up just right. It was a super wonderful experience. So then I woke up super pumped, right? I'm ready to get another day, ready to rock and roll and get on the grind. And I got up and I had to go change the oil in my vehicle this morning. So I knew late last night that, oh my gosh, this worked. I need to double down on my social media. What Gary Vee talks about is actually working, right? By the way, Gary Vee, if you need to tune into Gary Vee, super amazing guy, offers nothing but value. A lot of people think he's a little cocky, which at times he does seem so, but I mean, you can't deny the truth, and definitely putting his principles into practice. And I'm saying his principles, I know that he wouldn't agree. I think he would probably just say, like, hey, it's all you, you're being you, you're doing you, and that's why it's working, right? And so that's actually why I'm super grateful for it, because although he deserves a lot of credit for it, he's humble enough to say that, hey, ultimately it comes down to the action that you take. And really, and he said it before, that all this is, it's a long game, but building a brand is a long-term game, and you can't expect to reap the rewards right off the bat or as soon as you post one video and it's gonna go viral, right? By the way, none of my posts have gone viral, just to point that out. But it's starting, my engagement is starting to gain traction, and I'm starting to see a little bit of the results, which is super gratifying. It's a little bit of a celebration for me, which is, it gave me that second wind to keep on going, keep pushing forward, and to double down on what social media is. And so I had to go change the oil this morning in my vehicle, and I started posting, like, man, I have to post this, I have to post that. But before that, of course, I was going to pay my respects to my creator. Part of my priming exercises are to do my priming exercises with breathing, a little bit of meditation, a little bit of incantations, and then finish it off by being super grateful and just reading some scripture, right? And ultimately, since I've been coordinating the Financial Peace University classes, and I've been listening to Dave Ramsey quite a bit over the last couple of weeks, the word of Proverbs, or the book of Proverbs, kind of stood out to me, because this is where Dave Ramsey gets a lot of his wisdom. And as I was talking to other people about it, like, they agreed, and they said, yeah, that's, I mean, it gives you wisdom and advice pretty much for every area of your life. So, like, man, I've got to read that book. I read so many books throughout the year, and this is one that, like, I'm half-assing it. I'm reading, like, one verse or one chapter a day, and it's like, I got to double down and read the whole book, right? So this morning, as soon as I got to the dealership, I sat down, I started reading, and at the same time, I was posting a little bit on social, across the different social media platforms, and I ran across some good verses in the Bible that made me kind of reflect and realize that I reached a new level of awareness. And I feel like it was my creator talking to me in his own way, because that's another thing, that's a message that I got over the mass over the weekend, that the Lord is going to present to you, or your creator, whatever that may be, infinite intelligence, is going to present to you, not at your discretion, not how you want it, where you want it, how you want it. It's going to be on his terms, at his own time, whenever he is ready for you to receive a message. And that, oh my God, that message just kind of stood out for me over the weekend. So when the book of Proverbs kind of stood out, I was like, oh my gosh, that's another, he's talking to me, right? And that's how I took it. It's it's that belief, that a whole faith deal that Napoleon Hill talks about in all of his writings, pretty much. The key to everything is having that unwavering faith and belief in what you, whatever your beliefs are, whatever that may be. And so when I started reading the book of Proverbs, it started making a whole bunch of sense. Like, oh my gosh, like he's talking to me right now, right? And then I read, oh my gosh, I hope I remember this quote or this verse. I think it's Proverbs 1:22 that says, how long will you who are simple love the simple you? And it's like, oh my gosh, like I've been looking at life like in the wrong way in so many ways, because like I had a kind of already been at a level of awareness where I realized that, oh my gosh, the reason that I'm unhappy a lot of times is because I start comparing myself to other people. I start seeing how much other people are doing, what they are accomplishing, what they're getting done. It's like instead of feeling of being grateful for it, that bit of greediness kind of kicks in, I start measuring myself against them, and it's like it puts me in a downward spiral. And I realize that, like, oh my gosh, I gotta snap out of it. So every time I think about that, I'm starting to catch myself, and I snap out of it. I break that, I interrupt that pattern, and I get back to my own. I get my in between my 10 and 2, right? I stay in my lane, and you know what? They're doing their thing. I gotta do my thing, and it's through the power of God, my Creator, who I'm gonna do this through and with His help. And that's all I need. All I need is within me now, right? And that includes my faith. That includes my Creator. And so, oh my gosh, that was super deep. And so I started realizing that a little bit more. And then I kind of went in a trance, just thinking about things like, oh my gosh, I've been doing it all wrong. Like I've been. When I've said before that I want the legacy to begin with me, I've been also being a little bit greedy, a little bit selfish, and I've been wanting to succeed and wanting that, I guess you can say, fame and fortune, which I know it seems silly to say it, but ultimately I guess that's what it is, seeking to be recognized, seeking to do more, to be more. And it's like, oh my gosh, I was thinking about it the wrong way. I was thinking about the legacy starting with me. When I was referring, like, ultimately the goal is for my kids, right? For the legacy to start with me so my kids can carry on. But I wanted to benefit from it. I wanted to reap the rewards. I wanted to see this baby of mine, this project, this creation that I'm doing, and I want to see the results, right? It's like, oh my gosh, I've been selfish, I've been greedy. Like, when I say that the legacy begins with me, when I heard it from the first time from Dave Ramsey, it's like, oh my gosh, it's not me. It's like, yes, the legacy starts with me, but that legacy doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be me who builds that fortune. It's not going to be me who builds that fame. It's not going to be me who actually goes out and changes the world. Like, my Creator may be putting me through all this, all these hurdles, all these obstacles, to build that legacy, but to pave the way so my legacy can begin. Yes, it'll start with me, but the results will be seen by my kids. Like, I'm ultimately supposed to be doing this for my kids. And that's, now that I'm saying it again, I say this a lot out loud, that now that I'm saying it out loud, I'm realizing that it's my kids who are gonna may end up seeing all this fortune. I may not see it in my own time. And I think I heard Dave Ramsey talk about it also in lesson 2 of our Financial Peace University. And it's like, oh my gosh, there it is. Like, I've been looking at it all wrong. Like, all I need is within me now. I should be grateful for what I have, and be happy, enjoy the process, love the process, so I can pave the way for my kids to carry on and do whatever they have to do. And that's ultimately what we all want. We all want our kids to do and to be better than we have been, right? And it's like, oh my gosh, that's it right there. Like, oh my gosh, that's gold. That's what I should have been aiming for this whole time, and enjoying myself, enjoying life. And that being said, it kind of changed my whole perspective on things, my outlook. It's like the things that I've been doing since, it just has been out of plain fun, man. Like, it's like I've been enjoying myself. So the new thing So, by the way, I've got to throw this out because this is ultimately this week in the Rio Grande Valley, which means that this is ultimately for the value of for the community. So, the city of West Loco has city commission meetings, regular meetings, 2 times a month. They're not on the exact same date every month. It changes by a couple of days, remember, depending on their agenda. But you can rest assured that it's 2 times a month. The next one, by the way, for the city of West Loco will be February 19th, for those of you listening. And then I think the next one will be February the 19th, and then March the 5th. So mark your calendars. And the reason I say this is because, so when I started listening to Tony Robbins, and I went on this search to on this personal growth journey to find the true meaning of love and of life and of loving life, I realized that coming straight from Tony's teachings, the 6 human needs, the 2 biggest needs are the needs for growth and the need for contribution. Those are the 2 true secrets to a fulfilled life, right? So I went on this journey of trying to see, how can I contribute? How do I pay it forward and contribute beyond myself? And so when I got back into real estate this last time, now that I reactivated my license, I decided, you know what? The local association has some committees that you can volunteer to. And I need to join those because that will not take my time away from what I want to do, what makes me happy, which is building my journey, building my brand, building this real estate business, being with the family a lot more, and also contributing beyond myself, which is ultimately going to help me love myself, love what I'm doing, and make me happy, make me feel fulfilled, right? So I joined 3 committees for the local association, and that was my way to contribute. And so now that I'm attending these city commission meetings, the city of West Loco, I overheard, or one of the things that they voted on was that the 2020 census is coming next year, right? So they're getting prepared and they're forming a committee to get the numbers down right. So I didn't know all this until I started researching this morning. Now, first of all, that raised a flag when I heard it at the commission meetings, and then they voted for a couple of people and they said they were going to open up applications for the rest of the community. So I'm like, okay, maybe I can do that. It kind of laid a seed, right? And then I got an email yesterday, which now that I'm thinking about it, it's like, oh my gosh, there's a message again. It's like message after message after message. Like, I just realized that now as I'm saying it. It's again, infinite intelligence, my creator. I'm not going to be shy about it, my Lord, because that's what I believe in. My God. And that it can be whatever you want for yourself, whatever you truly believe in. And so that's him sending me that message. And so I got an email about a temporary job for the 2020 census. So like, oh my gosh, maybe I could get a part-time job and do my real estate thing. And it'd be in alignment because I get to learn about the community and I get to help the community. But then I was like, you know what? Again, seeking that benefit in the end, seeking that greed, that selfishness. I'm like, you know what? Maybe I can join the committee that they had mentioned, and maybe I can help volunteer that way and be able to help the community in that way instead. Now, it is a commission vote. It does have to be put up to a vote, but you know what? The more I liked the idea, the more I got driven by the idea, the more I thought, like, man, this would be super amazing. Like I'm always, and I said it, I posted a video earlier today on Facebook and I think on Snapchat, that where I said, if you've known me long enough, you know that I'm always grateful but never satisfied. And I couldn't, like, it's so true because I'm always looking for more. I'm always looking to do more. And it kind of, at some points, it does spread me kind of thin, which is fine because this is ultimately for the better good. And so, that was a bit long-winded. But that's the way I'm going to... So I submitted my application. I just left the city hall right now, submitted my application. So that's going to be coming up. It's going to get put up to a vote. I think it's going to be... It's not going to be for this time around on the 19th. I think it's going to be until the 5th of March. So, by the way, I posted this on the Nextdoor app as far as a community post. So they are commission meetings. You can let your voice be heard. You can't let your voice be heard. And I say that because I had attended already a couple of meetings before this last one that took place at the beginning of February. But I always saw representatives of companies, of corporations, of businesses, or city officials go and make their cases in front of the city commission members. But this was the first meeting where I actually saw citizens starting off the meeting with their concerns about certain projects. And I was like, oh my gosh, like there's people that actually are concerned with what's going on. Me, I'm a business student by heart. I'm all for business. And I look at growth and the evolution of the community or the city as more job opportunities, more opportunities for everyone, for the whole community. And so when I think about it that way, I kind of start seeing, I get a bit, I stop seeing the bigger picture. I stop, hindsight's 2020, and I can only see that part of the equation. I forget, and it's not, I'm not saying that it's right, but I'm glad that I saw these citizens actually stand up and raise their concerns, because it shined a new light on this, on the certain issues that come across the city commission members. So my recommendation for this week in the Rio Grande Valley, which I need to add to my Alexa skill, is that you do have a voice. If you have a concern, if you have a question about what's going on in the community, there you can Google City of Weslaco or any of your city's commission meetings. In Weslaco, they're called Weslaco City Commission regular meetings. The regular meetings are the ones that I attend that those votes or those concerns are raised in. And you do have that option to, there are usually after hours in the evening, so it's after hours of work, after 5 o'clock, and you can attend these meetings, and you can raise your voice, and you can let your voice be heard. Number two is that you can contribute, you can be part of these sort of committees, you can be part of what's going on in the community. And there's no better place than in your own city. So I took, and I'm going to piggyback off of what I've said before, and I may have said it already in the last episode, or it may have been on one of the recordings that I erased, but and I just completely forgot my train of thought. So you can contribute, and you can participate in these certain events that will help the community. So I completely lost my train of thought, so I'm going to leave it at that. I can't remember what I was going to say. It was going to be golden too. Anyway, so that's my rant for today. I know it was a bit long-winded. There were no guests for today just because I kind of wanted to take a different route and be really contribute as far as what's going on in the community right now. So I wanted to share that there is, you do have a voice. There are options for you. There is a platform for you to be able to contribute and be part of what's going on in your city. So I hope that helps. Thanks for tuning in. Stay frosty, my friends. I love you guys. Peace. Hey, what's up, Lexa listeners and listeners of This Week in the Rio Grande Valley podcast. If you like this episode, please like, share, and comment on this episode. I would really appreciate it. Your support means so much to me. Not monetarily, but as long as you can just like, support, or comment on this post and share it. If you can share it, oh my gosh, that would be amazing. I would truly appreciate it. By the way, you can call into this podcast and let me know your thoughts of what I'm talking about. See if I'm on target of what you want to, if I'm addressing some of the concerns, some of the things going on, or if I should just totally change the subject. Flat out, just change the subject. So let me know. Please tune in. Please like, comment, and share if this brought it close to home. Feel free to reach out on any of the platforms. I'm on Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest, whatever you like, under True Eddie Picasso. Facebook is a little different. It's actually True Eddie Picasso, but my official business page is Eddie Picasso Official. So feel free to reach out on any of the platforms. I'll be more than happy to carry on a chat about anything that concerns you, man. I'd love to hear from you. Thanks for tuning in, guys. I love you. Peace.